Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our tour organizer, Steve Bertrand from WGN Radio, is on the line. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Bonjour, mon ami.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I want to say this. We've been talking a lot with our fellow passengers on Facebook. We created a King John in Paris Facebook page, and I just posted that the Google app translator, it's free, Google Translator app is what you'll search for, is fantastic. Did you use anything like that when you were in Paris?
No, I didn't, but I've been following that Facebook page, and it's great. I'm so glad you're doing that, and I hope that you'll set that up for my Vienna, too.
But I don't know how you did it then. You're not fluent in French. This app is really, really good. You can talk to it or type, and it translates both ways. So what was the language barrier like for you in France?
It wasn't bad. You know, we were there in October, and certainly had we were able to get by very well. We were in tour for much of it before we went up to Paris. And, I didn't notice much of a, I think it all depends on your approach to it. As long as you, say, je suis
American.
Désolé, I'm sorry, je suis désolé, which is I'm sorry, or, that I don't speak French, or you at least say hello, bonjour, or try a little bit, They're more patient than a lot of people give them credit for.
Hmm. How did you do your phone, Steve? Were you texting or talking to people back in Chicago?
Phones are so hard. I would use my phone to Facebook message or to text to other iPhone users via Wi-Fi in the hotels. So most of the hotels, I'm sure the Bel Ami has Wi-Fi. That's probably free Wi-Fi, and I just did most by email and instant messaging that way. I did not have access to a telephone.
And you didn't, and you were avoiding charges, so you, I guess,
changed
on your settings so that you weren't doing international roaming or anything like that.
No, yeah, be careful of that. Put it on airplane mode or just turn off the cellular data. Talk to your phone provider about that, because if you don't do it, you can get socked with a bill for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that is very little use, very high bill. But we're also using WhatsApp, which is free texting internationally. Do you have any advice or thoughts on that?
No, I know Viber was big for a while. I never had a lot of success with Viber, but I heard WhatsApp is great.
Yeah.
And, you can, if you're texting another iPhone user, you can text back and forth.
Yeah, you can, and it's free. And, in fact, I was just using WhatsApp to talk to friends in Thailand. They were on a trip, and we were going back and forth at no cost to either of us. So, Steve, most days then that we're doing an organized activity, we're going to meet the same tour guide every day, right?
Yes. Her name is Fanny. I'm sorry I don't have her last name right now, but, Fanny will meet you at the airport. And people ask a lot of times, if there's a formal gathering or whatever. And just the way it's worked, I know how you are, John, Mr. Friendly and the King and all. You'll be bouncing around the departure lounge probably at O'Hare. But generally, we don't coalesce as a group until you land at the airport. So you'll go through immigration, you'll get your luggage, and then you come out into an arrivals hall. And that's where Fanny will be. There'll be a bunch of people with different signs looking for groups. So honestly, I'll try to make sure it says WGN, but it might say GCS or it might say Journeys Connect. But, the group leaders are always pretty good at finding you.
Yeah. Well, I think
there's a nice little coffee shop right by there, too.
I suppose, Steve, now this is the first little mini podcast you and I have done, which we're posting on that Facebook page. Maybe if the listeners have other questions, they can type them in, and then we'll I'll ask more of those questions of you, because you're not going on this trip. How many times have you been to Paris, though?
I've been to Paris 3 times.
Wow. And what would you say is the can't miss? What's been the highlight for you?
Wandering around. Truly, and I know we've built a lot of free time into your trip so that you can just do that, just go out. We found the nicest, Sharon and I, when we were there last fall, little arcade sort of street, and it was just, on the other side of the Louvre from the Seine, just up the street a bit. I don't remember the name of it, but we just happened upon it. And that's my favorite stuff, is just walking around, happening upon things.
We only have half a day at the Louvre, and I don't suppose 2 days would be enough, so we'll at least get a chance to say we were there and see a couple of highlights, huh?
You know what? I've been to the Louvre 3 times now, and it's overwhelmingly large, but you're going to see the highlights of what you need to see, and I don't ever feel like I need to go back to the Louvre to see something that I've missed. I mean, just because it's so big doesn't mean you have to see it all to get a good experience there.
Yeah. Okay, just type in any questions or comments you have in the comment section below, and then Steve and I will talk again and try and answer them or shed more light on them. But
hey, it's Friday. You're a week away.
I know. We're counting down the days. Merci beaucoup, Steve, and I'm going to talk to you one more time this coming week.
Okay. Au revoir.